Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
I've spent a lot of time in the trenches with security teams this past year, and there's one question I keep hearing. How do we secure AI systems when the standards are still being written? It's a fair question, and today I'm going to give you a practitioner's roadmap for AI security posture management that works now while staying flexible for whatever regulations land next. The AISPM imperative: why traditional security posture falls short. Let me be direct. Your existing cloud security posture management, CSPM, tools weren't built for AI workloads, and pretending otherwise is a liability waiting to materialize. Traditional CSPM evaluates infrastructure configurations, network policies, and access controls. AISPM must go deeper into model provenance, training data integrity, inference pipeline security, and the behavioral characteristics of models themselves. The distinction matters because AI systems introduce attack surfaces that simply don't exist in conventional software. MITRE ATLAS now catalogs over 90 distinct adversarial techniques targeting machine learning systems. 1. These range from data poisoning during training to model extraction through carefully crafted API queries. Your firewall rules don't detect gradient-based attacks. Your SIEM doesn't flag when an embedding model starts drifting toward adversarial outputs. The regulatory environment has accelerated this conversation. The EU AI Act entered enforcement phases in 2025, with high-risk AI systems now requiring documented risk management procedures, too. NIST's AI Risk Management Framework, AIRMF 1.0, established the foundational vocabulary, 3, but it's the emerging implementation standards that security architects must now operationalize. Diagram shown in the article, AISPM platforms must continuously assess posture across 4 domains: infrastructure configuration, data pipeline integrity, model behavior, and governance compliance. Vendors like Protect AI, Hidden Layer, and Robust Intelligence have emerged to address these gaps, though the market remains fragmented. The challenge for architects isn't choosing tools, it's establishing baselines when the standards themselves are still crystallizing. Here's my take on this. Your CSPM tools are blind to AI-specific threats. If you're not assessing model provenance and training data integrity, you're flying without instruments. NIST AIRMF implementation, from framework to operational controls. NIST AIRMF provides the conceptual foundation, but let's talk implementation. The framework organizes around 4 core functions: govern, map, measure, and manage. 3. Each function requires specific security controls that map to AISPM tooling capabilities. The govern function establishes accountability structures. Operationally, this means implementing ML model registries with ownership attribution, approval workflows for production deployment, and audit trails for model modifications. Tools like MLflow and Weights and Biases provide baseline model tracking. 4, but AISPM requires extending these with security metadata, vulnerability scan results, adversarial robustness scores, and compliance attestations. MAP demands comprehensive AI asset discovery, a non-trivial challenge when shadow ML runs rampant. I've audited enterprises where data science teams deployed dozens of models through Jupyter notebooks with zero security visibility. Your AISPM platform must integrate with container registries, model serving infrastructure, Kubernetes deployments, SageMaker endpoints, Vertex AI, and even developer workstations to maintain accurate inventories. For measure, NIST SP 800-218A provides specific guidance on secure software development practices for AI systems. 5. Implement continuous testing pipelines that evaluate models against adversarial inputs. Here's a minimal example using the Adversarial Robustness Toolbox. Code example shown in the article, the manage function closes the loop with remediation workflows. When posture drift is detected, say, a model's adversarial robustness score drops below threshold, automated responses must trigger alerts to model owners, potential rollback to previous versions, or quarantine from production traffic. Here's my take on this. NIST gives you the vocabulary. Your job is translating govern, map, measure, manage into automated pipelines that run continuously, not quarterly assessments. OWASP LLM Top 10 and MITRE Atlas. Threat Informed Posture Assessment. Effective ASPM requires threat intelligence specific to machine learning systems. Two frameworks have emerged as essential references: OWASP's Top 10 for Large Language Model Applications 6 and MITRE Atlas, Adversarial Threat Landscape for AI Systems. 1. OWASP LLM Top 10 prioritizes the risks that matter for generative AI deployments. LLM 01, Prompt Injection, remains the most exploited vulnerability, with researchers demonstrating indirect prompt injection attacks that compromise RAG pipelines through poison document stores. 7. Your ASPM platform must evaluate input validation controls, output filtering mechanisms, and the isolation boundaries between user prompts and system instructions. Diagram shown in the article, MITRE Atlas provides the adversarial perspective, documenting real-world attack techniques observed against ML systems. Unlike traditional ATT and CK, Atlas includes tactics specific to AI, ML model access, which covers techniques for extracting model weights or querying APIs to reconstruct functionality. 8. The 2024 Microsoft counterfeit attack on Azure Cognitive Services demonstrated how attackers could extract proprietary model architectures through systematic API probing. 9. Map your AISBM controls to these threat frameworks. For each Atlas technique, document detection mechanisms, preventive controls, and response procedures. This threat-informed approach ensures your posture assessment addresses realistic attack vectors rather than theoretical concerns. Consider implementing automated scanning against common LLM vulnerabilities. Tools like Garrick provide prompt injection testing capabilities, 10, while Rebuff offers guardrail evaluation for production deployments. Integrate these into CI/CD pipelines to catch vulnerabilities before deployment. Here's my take on this. OWASP tells you what to fear. Atlas tells you how attackers actually operate. Build your posture assessments around real threats, not compliance checkboxes. ISO/IEC 42001 and the compliance convergence. ISO/IEC 42001:2023 established the first international standard for AI management systems, 11. For ASPM, this standard creates certification requirements that will increasingly appear in enterprise procurement and regulatory compliance mandates. Understanding its structure now positions you ahead of the compliance curve. The standard follows the familiar ISO management system structure, NXSL, making integration with existing ISO 27001 implementations more tractable. However, it introduces AI-specific controls around impact assessment, data quality management, and model lifecycle governance. Control 6.2.2 specifically addresses AI system security, requiring documented security measures proportionate to identified risks. What does this mean practically? Your AISBM platform must generate evidence for certification audits. This includes automated asset inventories demonstrating comprehensive AI system discovery, continuous risk assessment results showing ongoing posture evaluation, and remediation tracking proving timely response to identified vulnerabilities. The compliance landscape is converging. The EU AI Act references ISO standards as potential compliance pathways, too. Singapore's Model AI Governance Framework aligns with NIST AI RMF Principles, 12. Organizations pursuing ISO 42001 certification will find their AISBM investments directly applicable to multiple regulatory regimes. The smart play is implementing unified AISBM controls that satisfy multiple frameworks simultaneously. Document your control mappings explicitly, showing how a single technical control, say, model versioning with cryptographic attestation, satisfies NIST AI RMF measure function, ISO 42001 Clause 6.2, and EU AI Act Article 9 requirements for risk management. Here's my take on this. ISO 42001 is becoming the audit standard for AI systems. Build your posture management to generate compliance evidence automatically, or prepare for painful manual audits. Technical implementation, building your AISBM pipeline. Enough frameworks, let's build something. An effective AISBM pipeline requires four integrated components: discovery, assessment, policy enforcement, and continuous monitoring. Discovery begins with API integration across your ML infrastructure. For Kubernetes-based deployments, implement admission controllers that inventory model containers at deployment time. Example using Open Policy Agent. Code example shown in the article. This policy blocks unregistered ML models from deployment, ensuring your asset inventory remains complete. Diagram shown in the article. Assessment combines static analysis of model artifacts with dynamic behavioral testing. Static analysis examines model files for known vulnerabilities. Pickle deserialization exploits remain common in PyTorch models. 13. Dynamic testing evaluates model behavior under adversarial conditions. Schedule both continuously, not just at deployment. Policy enforcement requires defining acceptable posture thresholds. What adversarial robustness score is acceptable for production? What data lineage documentation must exist? Codify these as policies and automate enforcement through deployment gates and runtime controls. Continuous monitoring watches for posture drift. Models in production can degrade through data drift, adversarial probing, or infrastructure changes. Implement anomaly detection on model outputs and input distributions. Alert when statistical properties shift beyond defined thresholds. This often indicates either attack activity or model degradation requiring intervention. Here's my take on this. Stop treating AI security as a one-time assessment. Build pipelines that discover, assess, enforce, and monitor continuously, just like you do for infrastructure. The path forward: standards evolution and strategic positioning. The AISBM standards landscape will continue evolving rapidly through 2027. NIST is developing additional guidance documents addressing AI red teaming and adversarial testing methodologies. The EU AI Office is drafting technical specifications that will become binding for high-risk AI systems. ISO technical committees are developing additional AI security standards that will complement 42001. For security architects, the strategic imperative is establishing foundational capabilities now while maintaining flexibility to adapt as standards mature. Three recommendations. First, implement model registries with extensible metadata schemas. You don't know exactly what attestations regulators will require in 2028, but you know you'll need to attach security metadata to model artifacts. Build infrastructure that accommodates evolving requirements. Second, invest in automation over manual processes. The scale of AI deployments makes manual posture assessment impossible. Every control should have automated evaluation, automated evidence collection, and automated enforcement where possible. Third, participate in standards development. Organizations like OWASP, MITRE, and national standards bodies welcome practitioner input. Your operational experience shapes better standards, and you'll understand requirements before they become mandates. The organizations that establish robust ASBM practices now will treat emerging standards as validation of existing investments rather than scrambling to retrofit compliance. That's the competitive advantage of proactive security architecture. AI systems are no longer experimental. Their production infrastructure processing sensitive data and making consequential decisions. The security posture management practices we've developed for traditional systems must evolve quickly to address AI-specific risks. The standards are emerging. The tools are maturing. The question is whether you'll lead or follow. Here's my take on this. Standards will keep shifting, but fundamentals won't. Know your assets. Test continuously. Enforce policies automatically. Build on those principles, and you'll adapt to whatever regulations emerge. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Traditional CSBM tools cannot assess AI-specific risks like model provenance, adversarial robustness, or training data poisoning. Dedicated AISBM capabilities are essential. Takeaway 2. NIST AI RMFs govern, map, measure, manage functions must translate into automated pipelines, not quarterly manual assessments. Takeaway 3. Map AISBM controls to OWASP LLM Top 10 and MITRE Atlas frameworks for threat-informed posture assessment grounded in real attack techniques. Takeaway 4. ISO/IEC 42001 certification will increasingly appear in compliance requirements. Build posture management that generates audit evidence automatically. Takeaway 5. Implement 4 integrated AISBM components. Discovery through admission controllers, static and dynamic assessment, policy enforcement at deployment gates, and continuous behavioral monitoring. Look.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.